Good day, I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Wednesday, April 11. Coming up, local authorities urged to become more self-sufficient, more judges for Court of Appeal, and CB Group lauded for contribution to reduced onion imports. The news in detail after the break.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter
now. Now the news. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is calling on local authorities to become more self-sufficient in order to reduce their dependency on central government. Mr. McKenzie says the local authorities must find innovative ways to bolster existing revenue streams while also developing new streams going forward.
If we speak about the independence of local government, then we should create our own niche of revenue. And it is time we extricate ourselves from the pockets of central government by becoming more relevant when it comes on to generating our own source of revenue.
Minister McKenzie was addressing the opening ceremony of the inaugural Caribbean Conference of Mayors at the University of the West Indies UWI regional headquarters in Mona, St. Andrew. He says the conference provides an opportunity for local government practitioners to share best practices and significantly improve the quality of service provided to citizens. Meanwhile, Kingston's Mayor, Senator Delroy Williams, says strengthening relationships at the local government level is key to building better Caribbean cities. The mayor says regional municipalities and states share a common background, history, culture, and way of life, adding that Caribbean countries can learn from each other to address challenges within their respective jurisdictions.
So our experience is similar. Our experience in terms of the issues we face and problems we encounter across the Caribbean region, cities and towns and municipalities across the Caribbean are similar. And as cities and towns and municipalities, they do have different approaches that may be different from how we approach different issues, and we can learn from those approaches.
Mayor Williams was speaking at a meeting of the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, KSAMC, regarding the inaugural Caribbean Conference of Mayors. The conference ends today, April 11, and is under the theme Caribbean Cities, Honoring the Past, Embracing a Smart Future. The staff complement at the Court of Appeal is to be increased as part of efforts to further boost the service delivery of the ministry. Chief Justice Brian Sykes says three additional judges will be appointed to serve the court.
We have been in dialogue with the President of the Court of Appeal, and what we are seeking to work out is to have the additional three judges accommodated somewhere on the Supreme Court while the work is being done to accommodate them in the Court of Appeal. So what should happen is that in a few short weeks, we should have the three divisions sitting that will expedite hearings in the Court of Appeal.
Mr. Sykes says the posts for 10 parish court judges have also been approved. In the meantime, four justice centres are to be opened in Manchester, Westmorland, Trelawney and St. Mary by the end of April. The Ministry of Justice says this is part of efforts to further increase access to legal and judicial services across the island. Another eight justice centres will be established during the 2018-19 fiscal year. And Agriculture Minister Ole Shaw is lauding the Caribbean Broilers CB Group for its contribution to reducing onion imports. The CB Group, through its crop division subsidiary Imagination Farms at Hillrun, St. Catherine, has 12 acres of onion under cultivation.
This project by CB is demonstrating that it can be done here, and it can be done at a competitive price, and it can be sold to the supermarkets and sold to the hotels at a reasonable price. And it's a fresh product that's coming straight out of the ground.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in an interview with JIS News following a recent tour of Imagination Farms. The CB Group is seeking to produce enough onions to contribute to reducing imports by an initial 10%, with plans to increase this to 50% over the next 5 years. The company will be looking to work with small farmers in its next phase of operations. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.